Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Aleph Mabez. We're holding by the top line on Lamed Aleph Mabez, Elo Amar Abaye. So we're back now to our original question. The Mishnah on Lamed Mabez had said in a case where Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinsa, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, Reuven's married to Bracha and Shprinsa. So if Reuven dies without any children, so then it's pashut. Bracha doesn't fall to Yibam because she's Shimon's daughter. And Shprinsa is Sarah's bitoy. But the Mishnah says, let's say if there's a suffix whether or not Reuven is actually married to Bracha. There's a suffix if Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter. So then, when Bracha dies, so then when Reuven dies, so then Shprinsa has to do Chalitza, because it's only a suffix that she's a Tzaras Erva. There's a tzad that she's not a Tzaras Erva. So Mamela, she has to do Chalitza. She can't do Yibum, because maybe she is a Tzaras Erva, but she also can't go out scot-free, because maybe she's not a Tzaras Erva. So that's why the Mishnah says that she's Chalitza Svalei Misyav Emes. Now, how do you have a case where Reuven is only a suffix married to a Bracha? There's some sort of suffix whether or not Reuven is married to Bracha. Says the Mishnah, that could come about in one of two ways. It could either be that there's a suffix on the Kiddushin, there's a suffix if Reuven ever really married Bracha, or it could be that we know that Reuven married Bracha, but then he divorced her in a way that there's a suffix whether or not he actually divorced her. There's a suffix if he divorced her. And both of those are scenarios where it will be a suffix whether or not Reuven is married to Bracha, and the Dinon Shprinsa will be Chaylatzah Zalemis Yavemes. Now the Mishnah went through the details. How do you have a case of a suffix Kiddushin? There's a suffix whether or not Reuven married Bracha. The case is that they were standing exactly 8 Amos apart in the Rosh Hashanah, and Reuven threw the ring at Bracha, and it's not clear did it go closer to her within her Dalad Amos, in which case she's Kained Midin Dalad Amos, or was it closer to him and it was outside of her Dalad Amos? So that's how you have a case of Safek Kedushin. Now what's a case of a Safek Gerushin? So the Mishnah brought three different types of cases. It was written in the husband's handwriting, but it didn't have Edom signed on the get, or there were Edom, but it didn't have the date written on the get, or it had the date, but it was only signed by one aid. All those are cases of Safek Gerushin. And the Gemara's kasha was, why didn't the Mishnah just say the very easy case that Safek Gerushin is the exact same case that we had by Safek Kedushin? It's the case where he threw the get at her, Reuven threw the get at Bracha, and they were standing exactly 8 Amos apart, and it's a Safek. Was a Kariv Law, it was a Kariv Law. And more than that, the Gemara on Laman Aleph, Amin Aleph even brought a Mishnah in Gittin, which the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah actually says that the halacha in such a case is that if Reuven, there's a suffix of whether or not Reuven divorced Bracha because he threw the get and it's not clear was it Kariv Law or Kariv Law, so the Dinan Shprinsa is going to be Chaylatzah Zulay Mesiav Emes. So why didn't our Mishnah just say that that's the case of suffix Gerushin? Why did it have to say these complicated cases? Just say the very simple case. Say the same case that you said by Kedush. Say that the case is that he was Zarek La again, Safek Kariv La, Safek Kariv La. So the Gemara tried giving a Teretz, the Gemara ultimately fell off of that Teretz. Now says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye, Abaye says to answer the Kasha, that Yagid Olav Reyoy, that Einachanami, you ask that why does our Mishnah not say that this is the Din by Gerushin? Says Abaye, it is. Yagid Olav Reyoy, his friend tells about him, meaning, Tana B'Kedushin, V'hu Adin L'Gerushin. When it's said in the case of Kedushin, that the case is that he threw the ring at her, and it was a suffix if it was Kariv La or Kariv Lai, so it's Hu Adin L'Gerushin. You're supposed to understand that halacha would apply by Gerushin as well. And Tana B'Gerushin, V'hu Adin L'Kedushin. And it spoke about other cases by Gerushin, and you're supposed to understand that those halachas apply to Kedushin as well. However, Amar Le Rava, Rava says that if you're Medayik the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like Abaye saying. It doesn't sound like the Mishnah is saying like Abaye. Abaye is saying you're supposed to understand that when the Mishnah says the case of Zarek by Kedushin, so who then that applies by Gerushin? Says Rava, no. Iyagid olav reyoy mai zehu dekatani. If you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, so the Lashon of the Mishnah says that, how do you have a case of Safek Kedushin? It says Zarek la Kedushin, and it was a Safek if it was Kariv la, or Kariv la, zehu Safek Kedushin, that's the case of Safek Kedushin. That this is the case of Safek Kedushin and not the other cases that we have by Gerushin. We don't say Yagad Olav Reyoy. And same thing, when the Mishnah then says, and what's the case of Safek Gerushin, and it gave these three cases, the Mishnah then concludes, Zehu Safek Gerushin, that this is the case of Safek Gerushin, mashma, that it's only these cases, and not the case of Zarak Laget. not the case of Zarak. Now, and it's coming to be Lafuke Zarak. It sounds like these are the cases of Gerishin and not the others. So it's the Mishnah is not Mashma like Abaye. The Mishnah is not Mashma Yagad Alav Reyoy. So Elo Amar Rava. So what's Taka Pshat? Why didn't the Mishnah want to say that the case of Gerishin, the Safek Gerishin, is Zarak Lagat? So Ela Amar Rava, Rava explains, very similar to Abaye, but a little bit of a nuance of a difference than what Abaye said. He says, Rava, that Kol Sheyesh B'Kedushin Yesh B'Gerishin. That in the Chanami, the cases, or it's really one case, that the Mishnah spoke about as a case of a Safek Kedushin, so in the Chanami, the Mishnah means to say, somewhat like Abaye, Yagid Olav Reyoy, that case applies by Gerishin as well, that by Gerishin also a case of Zarak would also fit the bill. It would be the same halacha if he was Zarak Laget and it was a Safik if it was Kari Vla or Kari Vla. V'yesh b'Gerishin mashein b'Kedushin, however, the cases of Gerishin, so some of those cases don't apply by Kedushin. So that's why it says by Kedushin in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it says Zehu Safek Kedushin. This is the case of Safek Kedushin because there are cases that the Mishnah then says by Gerishin that don't apply to Kedushin. So that's why the Mishnah had to be very strong and say that no, this is the case of Safek Kedushin. La'afuke, one of the cases, as we'll see soon, one of the cases that it says by Gerishin, that halacha is not going to apply by Kedushin, that would not be considered a Safek when it comes to Kedushin. V'zehu de Gerishin la'avdafka. And when it says Zehu in the Seif of the Mishnah, when it says that this is the case of Safek Gerishin, so it sounds like it's saying this is the case of Safek Gerishin and not the case of Zarak. Says Rava, no, that was Lav Dafka. So Tana Nami Zehu Begerishin. But since we taught Zehu in the Reisha, and by the Reisha we have to say Zehu, because not all the cases of Gerishin will be true by Kedushin, so since the Reisha had to say Zehu, so that's why the Seifa also says Zehu. And that's really the difference between Rav's Teres and Abaye's, is that Abaye said Yagad Alav Reyoy, all the cases of Kedushin apply to Gerishin, all the cases of Gerishin apply to Kedushin, so then you can't say Zehu is Lav Dafka. You can't say Zehu was loved Afka because if we're going to be left with a kasha, so why Taka doesn't say Zehu? But the few Rava, that the Zehu in the Reisha was Dafka, that by Kedushin it says Zehu, Bedafka, Lafuke, one of the cases that we have by Gerishin, the Mishnah, the Gemara will discuss that in a moment. So since the Zehu in the Reisha was Dafka, so now Rava has the liberty to say that the Seifa Zehu was loved Afka, and it was just taught Agav the Reisha, since in the Reisha it said Zehu, so it also says Zehu in the Seifa. Now I asked the Gemara that so really that's when we finished our Shakla Vatarya for all of our purposes of why the Mishnah didn't speak about a case of Zarak. The answer is final Teretz is like Rava says. The final Teretz is like Rava says is that the Mishnah is talking about Zarak, and when it said Zarak by Kedushin, you're supposed to understand that that case applies by Gerishin as well. So our whole kasha was not true. We were asking that the case of Zarak should apply by Gerishin. Why doesn't the Mishnah say it? It does say it, and it is true by Gerishin. In the Chanami, it is true by Gerishin. Also, that would be a valid case of a Safek Get. Now the Gemara just wants to clarify that Vizehu de Kedushin Lemu'ute Mai, which case of the three Gerishin cases was Zehu and the Reisha coming to exclude? Which one of those cases was the Mishnah coming to say that it doesn't apply to Kedushin? So it says the Gemara Lemu'ute Zman, the Leka B'Kedushin. The case where it won't be considered a Safek Kedushin is if you would have a Shtar Kedushin that doesn't have the date. By a get, a star gitten that doesn't have the date is pasul midrabanan. However, by kedushin, there is no such psul, doesn't have to say the date. Memela, that would not be a case of safek kedushin. So that's why the Mishnah says that the case of Zarak, zehu safek kedushin. This is the case of safek kedushin. La'afuke, we're going to have more cases by gerushin, and not all of them apply to kedushin. Which case is that referring to? It's the case where a get was written without the date. By gerushin, that has this din of like a Suffolk get because it's possible mid rabbanan. However, by kedushin, such a star kedushin would be 100% kosher. There is no din by a star kedushin that it has to have the date. Now, what's the reason why by a get Chazal said it has to have the date, and this is going to be nageh to the hemshech of the Gemara. Why is it that by Gittin, Chazal were misakin that a get has to have the date? So this is a really a sugya in Gittin. It's a sugya in Gittin Yitzayin, where over there the Gemara brings the machlaikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, why it is that Chazal were misakin that a get has to have the date. Reish Lakish says it's very, very practical. It's for very, very financial reasons. A woman sometimes brings into the marriage, there are certain types of assets that a woman could bring into the marriage that she takes out with her if she ever gets divorced. If she gets divorced, she takes them back out with her. So Mamela, we need to know when the get was written, we need to have a date in order to know at which point in time these assets, do they become the woman's as opposed to the husband's? So it's a very practical reason why the get needs to have the date. It's for financial reasons. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a really a gzeira. Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that sometimes you might have a man who marries his niece. He's married to his niece, and his niece will be mezaneh. So she'll be asartem, she'll be mezaneh, she'll be chayiv misa, she's an eishes ish. Now, being that this, if it was stam, a random lady that the man was married to, not his niece, not a relative, so if she was mezaneh, okay, great, she'll get the death penalty, and he might not be so sad about that. But being that it's his niece, he doesn't want his family everyone's gonna be upset at him that he killed his niece. So when it's his niece, Rabbi Yochanan was worried that maybe if a person's married to his niece, and his niece is mezaneh, so he'll try to cover up for her, and he'll write her a get, and he'll say that, oh yeah, the get was given to her before the ma'aseh nus. It doesn't have the date in it anyways. So he'll give her a get, and he'll lie, and he'll pretend that the get was given really before the lady was mezaneh, before his niece was mezaneh. The get was given years ago. She was already a divorced lady. She was single at the time, but she was mezaneh. And mamela, she wasn't an eishes ish. She's not chayiv misa. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan was concerned for. Because of that, Rabbi Yochanan says that that's why we have the date in the get. We have the date in the get, so this way no one could ever cover up for his niece. A man can never cover up for his niece. No one could cover up for anyone, because it says the exact date. We'll know exactly when they were divorced, and if we know when the ma'aseh nus happened, we'll know if either it happened while she was married, before the get was given, or afterwards, but this way no one could cover up for anyone. So now says the Gemara, so that's when it comes to get. When it comes to get, we have Reish Lakish's reason, for financial, very practical reasons, and we have Rabbi Yochanan, who's worried that maybe a person will cover up for his niece. By Kedushin, like we just had in the Gemara, by Kedushin, there is no halacha that a shtar Kedushin, if a person marries a lady with a shtar, instead of the typical way with the ring, if a person marries a lady with a shtar Kedushin, it says, Harei at Nekudesh Esli, so there's no halacha that it has to have the date in the shtar. So says the Gemara, Name Ma Lai Tiknu Zman Be Kedushin, so why weren't Chazal Misakin Zman in the shtar Kedushin? So says the Gemara, we'll go through the two reasons. We have Reish Lakish, we have Rabbi Yochanan. So Hanicha Leman Amar Misham Peri. It makes sense if you go like Reish Lakish's reason that it's for the fruits, it's for the assets. It's a very practical financial reason why we have to have the date inside of the shtar by a get, because we need to know at what point does the Baal stop getting those assets and it goes to his wife. At what point does he stop getting the fruits, let's say, that grew from the field that his wife brought in, and now the fruits become the wife's. So that's why it's important to have the date. Then I understand also why in the Shtar Kedushin there's no need to have the date, because that's not relevant, because the Shtar Kedushin is just making her into an Arusa, and an Arusa less La Peri. Anyways, there is no halacha that the husband gets the fruits when she's just an Arusa. Memela, there is no reason to have the date. It's not gonna affect anything. So that would make a lot of sense why Chazal were not misaki to put the date into a shtar kedushin. If you go like Reish Lakish, alamanda amar mishum basa chayisai. But if you're gonna go like Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why Chazal were misaki a date inside of a get is because maybe a man might cover up for his niece, for basa chayisai, for his sister's daughter. So he might cover up for his niece. If so, so liskin zman. So then in a shtar kedushin as well, Chazal should make it that there's a zman inside of the shtar, because you'll have the same issue. If the man marries his niece and he marries her with the shtar, and she goes ahead and she's mezaneh, so the man could always just pretend that the shtar was given to his niece after the ma'aseh nus happened. What do you mean? I gave the shtar to her yesterday. He'll always just cover up for her. So Chazal should say that no, it has to have the date. This way we can know whether the ma'aseh nus happened after he married her her or before he married her. So just like they instituted this man inside of a get, they should make the same takana when it comes to a shtar kedushin. If that's the reason for the date, so then it should apply by a shtar kedushin just as much as it applies to a get. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Terutz number one, says the Gemara, Mishum de'ika de'mekadish b'kasba, de'ika de'mekadish b'shtara. The reason is very simple, is because not everybody marries a woman with a shtar. And therefore, since not everybody marries a woman with a shtar, it's true, in the case where someone marries a woman with a shtar, it would be very helpful to have the date. It would clarify for us potential issues. But since not everybody marries with a shtar, so like talking Rabbanan's man, so therefore, Chazal didn't make a takana that it has to have the date. As opposed to a get, the only way for a man to divorce his wife is with the shtar, is with the get. So therefore they made a takana that it has to have the date, and that's going to always be a solution. But being that by kedushin, it's not even a solution that's always going to help us, so therefore they just forgot about the whole thing, and they did not make it that the shtar kedushin has to have the date. However, ask the Gemara, really, just because not everybody gets married with a shtar, so since not everybody gets married with a shtar, that's a reason not to have the date? Amar le Rav Acha, b'ed Rav Yosef, le Rav Ashi, he asked Rav Ashi, v'ha avada, de'ika de'kani b'kaspa, v'ika b'shtara. When it comes to avadim, the slaves, so sometimes a person might acquire a slave by paying cash. Sometimes a person might make a kinyan on an eved with a shtar. And yet, we find the Takan Rabbanan's man, and yet in a shtar, a kinyan for an eved, the halacha is that it has to have the date for financial reasons, for very practical reasons, to know when the person has the rights over the fruits. So you see that even though not everybody gets, acquires an eved with a shtar, Chazal were still okay with being misaking that when you do, it has to have the date. So by kedushin as well, we should say that even though it's true that not everybody gets married with a shtar, but when they do, it should have to have the date in order to help us out, that we shouldn't have any, sveikus about when, if the lady was mezana while she was married to him or not. So says the Gemara, no, there's a difference between the case of the Eved and the Shtar Kedushin. Hasam ruba b'shtara, hacha ruba b'kaspa. When it comes to Avadim, so most people generally make their acquisitions, they acquire their Avadim with a Shtar. However, when it comes to Kedushin, so as we know, most people use a ring. Most people marry a woman with Kesef Kedushin. They give a ring. They don't use a Shtar. So since Raiv people use Kesef, so they're not going to, Chazal didn't make a Takana that when a person would use a Shtar, so they should write the date. Because it's a meet anyway. It's a meet of people that marry a woman with a shtar. And therefore, Chazal weren't going to make a takana that it has to have the date. So that's teretz number one. Again, the kasha was, why weren't Chazal, if you Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason for the date in the get is so that a uncle can't cover up for his niece, if she was mezaneh, he can't cover up and pretend that really the get was given to her already earlier, before she was mezaneh. And for that reason, Chazal should also be misaking this man inside of a shtar kedushin, so that he can't cover up for her and say that he only married her after the ma'isa's nus. So they should be misaking a date. Teretz number one is that it's only a meet of people that marry a woman with a shtar, and therefore Chazal, we're not going to be misaking that it has to have a date just for the meet of people that marry with a shtar. Anyways, rave of people, they marry with kesef. Yibayis ema, second teretz, mishum delay efsher. Because by a shtar kedushin, writing the date is never going to help us. Because, hey, Chilavid, what are you going to do with the shtar? Let's say the shtar kedushin would have the date. It would say on such and such a date, Rosh Chodesh Adar, so that's when the Ruvain married Mrs. Ruvain. Even if the shtar had that inside of it, even if the shtar had the date, what are you going to do with the shtar now? Lincha gabe dida, you're going to keep it by her house? Machkale, if she's really mizana after at some point afterwards, while she's married, she could always just erase it. She could just erase the date. And so it's never going to help you. Lincha gabi didei, so keep it by the husband. What's that going to help? Zimnin de basa chaysehi u'mechape Allah. That was the whole problem, is that maybe it's his niece that he's married to, and he's going to want to cover up for her. So he also might just go ahead and erase it. So there's nothing that this is helping you for. Lincha gabi edem, so what are you going to do? Leave the shtar by edem? What's that going to help you? Ida zechiri, if the edem remember exactly when the kedushin happened, so they know that she was a married woman at the time of this nus, because they remembered that she got married on such and such a date, So then late Suli Sahud. So then we don't need the shtar to have the date. Anyways, they could just come to Besdin and say that we were there at the Chasna, we were the Edim, and we saw that the Chasna took place on this date. They don't need the date to be in the shtar for that. Even without the date being in the shtar, they could do that. V'ilai, and if they don't remember the date that the wedding took place, so then Zimnin Dechazu Mikasva V'asu Misadi. So then this could just be false, because then what's going to happen? They're going to see that in the Shtar Kiddushin, it has the date. From that, they're going to say, oh, I guess it was Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's when they had their Chasna. They're going to come to Besdin and testify about it based off of what they saw in the Shtar. That's Pasul Eidos. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, Mipihav V'lei Mipiksavam, that it has to be that their Eidos is coming from their mouths and not from something that they wrote down. It can't be that it's coming from a memory. If they don't actually remember it, they're just getting it from the Shtar. So then that's Pasul Eidos. So Mimanashach, if the Eidim remember when the Chasna took place, so they could just come and say anyways that they know when the Chasna took place. And if they don't remember, so then having the date in the Shtar Kedushin doesn't help you. So therefore, there is no reason, that's the second tirus of the Gemara, that there's nothing to gain by writing the Shtar, by writing the date inside of the Shtar Kedushin. There's no good place to then put the Shtar. To put it by him, he'll erase it to cover up for his niece. Her, she'll definitely erase it. Put it by Eidim, that also doesn't help you. So it's being that there's no ta'elas in writing the date, that's why Chazal were not misaking to write the date in a Shtar Kedushin. Now you might ask the Gemara that Ihachi, if so, by Gerushin, we should say the same issue, that what's it going to help you to put the date inside of the get? Name Ahachi, say this whole Shtikl Taira, that what does it help you to have the date in the get? Keep it by her, she'll just go ahead and erase it. Keep it by him, he'll go ahead and erase it. Keep it by Edim, if they remember, then great, and if they don't remember, so anyway, it doesn't help you. So what's the point of making the date, of making a takana that the get has to have the date? Says the Gemara, there's a big difference. When it comes to the Shtar Kedushin, so her status quo, really Hasam is by get. Hasam is by get, her status quo is that she's an Eishes Ish. Her status quo is that she's a married woman. So lahatzala didaka ase. The get and the date on the get is really coming to save her. Minastam, we're supposed to assume that she's a married woman. So the date of the get is actually the only thing that could save her. It's not going to help her to erase it, Rashi says. If she would erase it, we would also kill her. We would also assume that she's an Eishes Ish that was Mizana. The only thing that could save her, her status quo is that she's an Eishes Ish. The only thing that's going to save her is if she has the date that's going to show that really she was divorced already. So there's no concerns that maybe she's going to erase it. If she erases it, it doesn't help her because her status quo is that she's married. As opposed to hacha l'chayva didakase, as opposed to by the Shtar Kedushin, her status quo is that she was a penuya, was that she was single. The Shtar Kedushin is going to show us when she got married, so that is actually going to go against her. So therefore, there she might actually erase the date, and then you'll have to just assume that she was single because that was her status quo until the Shtar Kedushin is that she was a penuya, is that she was single. So over there by Kedushin, she might erase it and she'll actually gain from it, as opposed to by the get. There would be nothing for her to gain by erasing it, because that then Viter, we would assume that she was married at the time of the Znus. So that's why Chazal, if you're Rabbi Yechlin, Chazal were misaking the date inside of the get, but they were not misaking to write the date inside of a Shtar Kedushin. Now says the Mishnah Viter, if you have three brothers who are married to three random ladies, so you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven married to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon to Mrs. Shimon, and Levi to Mrs. Levi, not sisters, just not random ladies. Umeis echad mehen, and then Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and Levi. Va'asa b'hasheni maimer, and the second brother Shimon goes and Shimon does maimer with Mrs. Reuven. So now Shimon is fully married to Mrs. Shimon, and he's married midrabanan to Mrs. Reuven. Maimer lefi beis Hillel is not really kaine; it's on just a kinyan midrabanan. So that's Shimon's status now with Mrs. Reuven, is that they have this kinyan midrabanan. He did Maimer. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So the halacha is that Hare Elu Chaltzais V'loi Misyavmais. So when Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon now fall to Levi, so Levi has to do Chalitza with them. He's not allowed to do Yibam. Why? Shenemar, because the Torah says, Umeis Echon Mehen Yivama Yava Yoleha. It says that when one of the brother dies, so the Yavam, her Yavam should be with her. We darshan from there that it has to be someone aleha zika yavam echad, who only has the zika which is coming from one brother, v'loisha aleha zika shtei yavamin, not a lady who falls from two yavamin. In this case, being that Reuven died, so Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven, and then Shimon did maimer with Mrs. Reuven. So maimer makes it that there's also like a new zika now also coming from Shimon. Now that doesn't get rid of the zika from Reuven. Maimer on the daraisa level accomplishes absolutely nothing. So now the way we view Mrs. Reuven is that she's falling from both Reuven and she's also falling from Shimon. It's all really a din d'rabbanan, as we'll see from the Gemara. This pasuk is just an asmachta, but the Mishnah Darshan, the Tanakhama, says that being that Mrs. Reuven has a zika from Shnei Yavamin, she has a zika from Reuven, she has a zika from Shimon, so therefore she's going to be pater from Yibam, or aser to it's aser for Levi to be miyabim her, and the Mela, she remains with the Isser of Eishas Ach, since she remains with the Isser of Eishas Ach, so she can't do Yibam, she has to do Chalitza, Mrs. Shimon, she also has to do chalitza with Levi. Again, this is all really an esmachta. The real reason why they have to do chalitza, we'll see when we get to the Gemara. So that's what the Tanakhama holds. And in this case, where Shimon did maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon died, so Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are chaltzais v'loy misyavmais. Reb Shimon says no. And Reb Shimon, we've mentioned his shita before in the past, Reb Shimon has a very middle ground shita when it comes to maimer. So Beishanai, we know, holds that maimer is kaina. Beis Hillel holds that maimer is not kaina, but it makes the kinyan midrabanan. Reb Shimon held that it's all or nothing. Either maimer is kaina, or it doesn't accomplish anything. Now, which one is it? Reb Shimon was unsure. Reb Shimon was misupik. Does maimer make a complete kinyan, or does maimer accomplish absolutely nothing? So it's somewhere in between. It's not like Beis Hillel, who holds that maimer makes a kinyan derabanan. It's not like Beis Shammai, who says that maimer is kaina, a kinyan gomer, with regards to certain things. Reb Shimon holds it's all or nothing. It's either kaina or it's not, but which one is it? He wasn't sure. So Mimela, in this type of case, where Shimon did maimer to Mrs. Reuven, so either Mrs. Reuven is now Shimon's wife, or Mrs. Reuven is completely not Shimon's wife. She does not have a zika shnei yavamin, because either the maimer made her that now she's totally Shimon's wife and no shaychus Reuven anymore, or maimer accomplished nothing and then she's totally Reuven's wife, no shaychus to Shimon. So Mimela, says Reb Shimon, says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Aymer, miyabim le'iza sheyirza v'chaylitz l'shnia. So therefore, Reb Shimon says that Levi could do Yibam to whichever one of them that he wants, and then Chalitza to the other. Now, why not do Yibam to both of them? Is because maybe Maimer is Kaina. On the tzad that Maimer is Kaina, so now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are both wives of Shimon. If they're both wives of Shimon, so when Shimon dies, Levi can't do Yibam to both of them. You can never do Yibam to two Yavamais. You can only do it to one if they're coming from the same brother. So since there's a tzad that maybe Maimer is Kaina and maybe Reuven is Shimon's wife, so Levi can't do Yibam on both of them. But instead, says Reb Shimon that what Levi should do is he could do Yibam to one of them and then he could do Chalitza to the other. That's what he's supposed to do. Now says the Gemara, focusing on the sheet of the Tanakhama. Thomas said that in this case, where you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon to Mrs. Shimon, and Levi to Mrs. Levi, Reuven dies, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, Shimon does Maimer to Mrs. Reuven, says the Tanakhama, that now the halacha is when Shimon dies, and Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Levi, the din is Chaltzas Vole Misyavmais. Why? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, a pasuk, because since Mrs. Reuven has a Zika Shnei Yavamin, Mamela, she's not allowed to do Yibam. Ask the Gemara, if you're learning it out from a pasuk, v'isika shnei yavamin da'araisa, if you're telling me it's learned from a pasuk, it's really a din da'araisa, so then chalitza nami lo tibai. So why does the Tanakhama say that she needs to do chalitza? She should just go out scot-free. If the Torah says that someone who has a zika shnei yavamin goes out scot-free, that she doesn't have Yibam, so then why would the Tanakhama say chaltzais v'lei misyavmais? Why would Mrs. Reuven even need to do chalitza? So says the Gemara, elamid rabbana, rather it's not not really learned out from the pasuk. The pasuk just an esmachta, and really it's all a din derabanan. The fact that the Tanakhama says that the din is chaltis v'lemis yavmais, it's all a din derabanan. Now, why would they make this din derabanan? Because it looks, being that Shimon did maimer to Mrs. Reuven, so it looks like Shimon is now married to Mrs. Reuven. It looks like Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are both coming from Shimon. Now, it's really not true. Really, Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven because Shimon didn't do Yibum to her. Shimon just did Maimer. So really, Midah Raisa, really, Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven. She's not falling from Shimon. But it looks like she's falling from Shimon because Shimon did Maimer. And therefore, we don't want any of them to do Yibum because Ugzeira Shema Yoimru Shteyavamais Habois Mibayis Acha Misyavmais. If people see, If the Tanakhama, says the Tanakhama, if we would allow Levi to do Yibum to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon, like technically he's allowed to do, technically speaking, on a Daraisa level, it should be mutter for Levi to be miyabing both of them. Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven, and Mrs. Shimon is falling from Shimon. So technically speaking, it should be mutter for Levi to do Yibam on both women. However, says the Tanakhama, no, Chaltzais Floy Mis Yavmais. Why? Because it's a Gzeira, since it looks like both women are falling from Shimon, so people might think that in a case where two Yavamais are actually falling from one brother, that the halacha is that you're allowed to do Yibam on both of them. That's what people might think, because that's what it looks like here. So therefore, says the Tanakhama, Chaltzais Floy Mis Yavmais. Now ask the Gemara, and he doesn't have to go so extreme. V'niyabim l'chado, let him just do Yibam to, let Levi do Yibam to one of them, and then do Chalitza to the next one. And like that, there's no issues. So just do Yibam to one and Chalitza to, fine, you don't want to be Miyabim both of them. You don't want to allow him to be Miyabim both. But allow him to be Miyabim one of them, and then do Chalitza to the other. So says the Gemara, no, because Gzeira Shema Yaimru, Bayis Echad, that when you have one brother who dies, and he has two women falling from him, two wives falling from him, that Miktsasei Banoi and Miktsasei Chal, that you're allowed to do Yibam to one and Chalitza to the other. Ask the Gemara, V'yayimru. Okay, so let people think that. What's the problem? If let's say two Yavamais fall from Reuven and they now fall to Shimon, and Shimon does Yibam on one of them and Chalitza to the next one, he did anything Aser? What's the problem? V'yayimru, let them think that. Says the Gemara, well, if he didn't in that order, ain't a Chanami. Idemi Yabim V'hadar Chalitza Chanami. If he does the Yibam first and then the Chalitza, you're right. He technically didn't do anything wrong. Alexera Dilma Chalitz Bereisha V'hadar Miyabim. But if he thinks that he's supposed to do Yibam to one and Chalitza to the other, he might end up doing the Chalitza first and then Yibam to the second one. Now that would be a problem. When two Yavamais fall from one brother and then from, let's say they both fall from Reuven, and then Shimon does Chalitza to one of the Yavamais, the halacha is that now it's aser for him to be Miyabim the second one. But he might not realize that. He might do that, v'kamle, and he's going to be stuck with an iser of Asher Layivne. V'rachmana Amar Kevin Shalibana Shav Layivne, that once you don't build the bias, once you do Chalitza, and you refuse to build the bayis, the halacha is that now it's aser, shuv leyivne, you're not allowed to. Now, he might not realize that. He might think that the halacha always is that when two yavames fall, now you do chalitza to one, and yibam to the other, and you might do chalitza first, and then yibam, and be over on this iser. So that's why the Tanakhama, our Mishnah says, that when Shimon does maimer to Mrs. Reuven, since it looks like now Mrs. Reuven is falling from Shimon, so leaved both of them have to do chalitza, none of them could do yibam. Even though technically, Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven, Mrs. Shimon is falling from Shimon, it should at least be mutter for Levi to do yibam to one of them, really even both technically, but at least one. Kamashvalan says the Gemara, that no, it's a Gzeira. So even though the Mishnah quoted the Pasuk, it's just an Asmach Neba'alma. Really, the reason for the Halacha is because of Gzeira. Just a few more lines. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Says Rava, still going on this case of our Mishnah. So again, so Reuven died. Mrs. Reuven now falls to Yibam. And Shimon goes, and Shimon does Maimer to Mrs. Reuven. Says Amar Rava, says Rava, that Nasan get l'mamarai, hotzer tzarasa. That let's say, if after Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, Shimon then goes ahead and he gives a get to Mrs. Reuven. So he undoes his Maimer. If he's Nasan get l'mamarai, so now, hotzer tzarasa. Now it no longer longer looks as if the two women are falling from Shimon, because now Shimon gave a get to Mrs. Reuven. It no longer gives the appearance that Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are both falling from Shimon. Memela, Levi could do chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, and he could even do yibum to Mrs. Shimon. Hutcher tzarasa, by Shimon giving the get to Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies, so now that allows his tzara, it allows Mrs. Shimon to now do yibum with Levi. So the Gemara's medayik, aval hi asura, but she herself, Mrs. Reuven herself, she's going to remain asur. Now that's a makasha. That why is that? The same way that you're saying that now it's mutter for Levi to be miyabi Mrs. Shimon because it no longer looks like Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are both falling from Shimon. So the same way you're allowing now Levi to be miyabi Mrs. Shimon, it should also be mutter for Levi to be miyabi Mrs. Reuven, because now it's clear that Mrs. Reuven is falling from Reuven and Mrs. Shimon is falling from Shimon. So why can't Levi also be miyabi Mrs. Reuven? Says the Gemara, and Taka the Gemara is going to have it sad like that in a moment. Says the Gemara that according to this version of Rava, no, the michlafa b'balas haget. If we allow Levi to be miyabi Mrs. Reuven, so people are going to think that in general, when a lady falls to Yibam and the Yavam gives a get to the Yavama, so people are going to think that he's allowed to marry her even after giving her a get. And really the halacha is that there's an istad rabbanan. Once a Yavam gives a get to his Yavama, so he's not allowed to marry her. But in this setup, if we would allow Levi to be Miyabi Mrs. Reuven, so people might think that even after giving a get to a Shemeris Yavam, to a Yavama, that the Yavam is allowed to marry her. Now, some have a different version of Rava, that Amar Rava nasan get lemamarei, that if Shimon, after doing maimer with Mrs. Reuven, Shimon goes ahead and he gives a get to Mrs. Reuven, so then hutra filuhi, not only does the tzara become mutter, but even Mrs. Reuven becomes mutter. Now Levi could be miyabin both of them. My taima, my da'avid ba shakle, whatever he did to her, he did maimer with her, he now removed that by giving her a get. Now it's a regular case of Mrs. Reuven falling from Reuven, Mrs. Shimon falling from Shimon. There's no chashashais, it's very clear what the story is, and Mamelo, it's mutter for Levi to be miyabe in both Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon.